Dale Old. I'm a distinguished engineer at Novell, working on Novell's cloud security project. And we're here today to talk about the cloud security service and a partnership that we demonstrated with PivotLink last week at the Burton Catalyst Conference. A little bit of background is that on July 21st, Novell announced details regarding its cloud security service offering. The offering is currently in development and is slated to be released later this year. The service will enable cloud providers and software service vendors to ensure that their offerings meet the strict security and compliance standards required by global businesses. PivotLink is one of our beta group and a provider of business intelligence solutions delivered via software as a service. Some of these early results of our collaboration were demonstrated at the Catalyst Conference as part of a demonstration that the Burton Group sponsored to show the maturity of single sign-on standards at their conference on July 29th in San Diego. The Novell Cloud Security Service actually intends to provide much broader capabilities in the sense of security, also governance and compliance, auditing capabilities. But for the purposes of this, we're going to focus just on single sign-on because that's what this demonstration is about. By working with Novell, PivotLink can better support their customer security standards and policies in a cloud computing environment. This is done by integrating PivotLink's existing business intelligence application and database security with Novell's active management technology so that Novell can deliver secure single sign-on to its enterprise customers. What I like to think about is that PivotLink can focus on its core business and Novell can handle the security aspects of it. Today, to help us understand this better, I have Mike Van Gorkum, program manager with PivotLink, with me to discuss how the collaboration efforts between Novell and PivotLink is helping the industry solve one of the most important barriers to the adoption of cloud-based computing. That barrier comes up over and over again in any discussion of cloud computing, and it has to do with security and identity management. So hi, Mike.
Hi, Dale.
Let's just dive right in. I think that we had such a good time at that demo, and I so much enjoyed working with you, that I think if we could just give a little bit of a flavor of that to the people listening to this podcast, that would be the most education we could provide.
Absolutely. Thanks again for having me. It was great to work with you as well.
Why is addressing identity and access management in the cloud relevant to you right now?
Well, first of all, I think from PivotLink's standpoint, and we've seen steady growth among enterprises and smaller organizations all looking to integrate a PivotLink SaaS application with their current on-premise applications through single sign-on. For enterprises that are concerned about security and access management and identity management, we obviously want to offer a seamless way to integrate with their existing identity providers. Ultimately, that's going to decrease the deployment time and remove some of those objections that you were talking about of the off-premise software delivery model. And anytime we can decrease deployment times for our customers, obviously that's going to mean quicker return on investment. PivotLink just wants to offer our customers an easy way to securely integrate with their existing on-premise applications.
By supporting these single sign-on standards, these federation systems with existing identity management providers within the enterprise, what you're saying is that reduces the friction for how customers can adopt your solution.
Absolutely. Novell's cloud security service, ultimately that's extending our existing single sign-on capabilities. And we currently support SAML 2.0. But for the other enterprises out there who have these SAML 1.1 or WS Federation or InfoCard, for instance, for those customers who want to integrate their applications with PivotLink, the Novell CSS product basically makes that much more seamless and, to use your words, remove that friction.
What's the service offered to you as a provider? Well, we already talked about reducing the friction. What are some other benefits?
Right. So I think from our standpoint, our application is all about business intelligence. From that aspect, we want our engineering team to be focused on how do we enhance the features and capabilities of our business intelligence offering. We don't want to sit there and worry about what other means for integration or single sign-on standards that are going on out there. What we'd like to do is push some of that work off on the experts who focus on that every day. So being able to have Novell handle that sort of federation enables us to spend our time focusing on how do we solve business intelligence problems and the business analytics problems that our customers face every day, while ultimately enhancing the overall appeal of our final service offering. We get the benefits of our intelligence as well as the capabilities of Novell.
I know Novell is actually a customer of PivotLink as well, so this gets kind of recursive. But I know that as a user of PivotLink and even some of the contact I had with it in the demo, I found it very attractive to me as a user that I could use my existing Novell credentials and guarantee that they never leave the Novell firewall and yet gain access to the PivotLink application. It just made it much more natural for me to not have to remember another username and password, another account, and enhanced my experience of being able to focus on the business intelligence and the really cool charts and graphs.
Ultimately, we want to make it easy for our users to use PivotLink. We don't want people to worry about the security of where our credentials are being stored. They already have systems in place to handle and manage that, and we want to allow them to continue to use those. At the same time, we want them to have the full functioning business intelligence product, which is PivotLink. So allowing a user not to have to learn a new user ID or a password, but just letting them use what they already have in place and not introduce anything crazy new there for requirements, but allowing them to just seamlessly either come in through their corporate portal or even log into the PivotLink site directly using their own credentials is extremely powerful.
Stepping back to the actual interop demo at Catalyst that we participated in last week, I found that a very interesting experience in the fact that it was all open standard protocols, all shipping products, all real SaaS applications like the PivotLink application. So, Mike, what I'd like to get your perspective on here as well is just that overall process, to me, seemed to show something of the progress that Federation of Technologies has made in the industry. What do you see as the significance of federated identity technologies and these kinds of protocols to the overall ecosystem of software as a service?
I think what you're seeing, and I think what was demonstrated by the Catalyst conferences, you're seeing some of these well-established companies looking at ways to enable the cloud offerings or SaaS offerings. I kind of think that that's showing a maturity of the market and an expansion of the traditional ecosystem to include these best-of-breeds applications, regardless of if they're on-premise or in the cloud. From our standpoint, even setting up for the Catalyst demo, being able to integrate our product through SAML 2.0 with your guys' Novell CSS product, that integration was extremely simple to set up. And then basically having the other IDPs and other companies out there who wanted to connect to the PivotLink application for the demo, that work all became more on the Novell CSS side. So for PivotLink, it made the expansion of our product through more of this federation services very simple on our end. That was really great to see, especially as we were trying to set up for the demo. And as everybody knows, the day before demos is usually a little bit hectic. But from the Novell and PivotLink partnership side, everything seemed very calm.
Yeah, that was something that I knew in theory going into the demo, but it was sure great to see it in practice. But essentially, the separation of the business duties from the PivotLink application to the management of the federation relationships and security infrastructure, but those were basically isolated into two separate teams that let each team focus on their own area, and I think it made the overall system much more stable.
It makes it easy for us to implement, and it obviously opened up a whole host of other options for other companies to connect to us that otherwise would not have been able to connect to PivotLink. So from that standpoint, it was extremely easy. I was surprised by how easy it was to set up, and the demo went excellent.
I really appreciate the time today to talk about this, and I had a great time working with you there. We need to do this again. Do you think we can get ourselves an invitation to another conference, maybe Burton Catalyst in Europe?
Let's pick a sunny place, something like that.
Thank you very much for the time here today, Mike, and I really enjoyed working.
Thank you.